Well, Derry back in action this evening and hopes high of advancing when they take on Laois, Michael.
Yeah, I'm quite confident. Again, you can never predict championship football, but Derry seem to be coming along and going in the right direction. Promotion has been, and the box has been ticked. Obviously, the Tyrone performance gave a lot of heart, and then a comfortable one in Wexford means that you're going into today's game against Laois looking to make real ground. You know, as we said off air there, Laois have got promoted to Division 2, Derry are back up to Division 3. The sort of opponent Derry are going to be up against next year, so a good test, but I feel they'll come through, and I feel it's exactly what the county needs.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of team, have we got any sight of one yet?
It's unchanged from the last time, Tom, though. Liam McGoldrick, I notice, is named on the subs. He had pulled a hamstring the week after the Tyrone game and didn't feature the last day out, so you know, whether there's a late change there or not, I'm not sure. There's also, I suppose, the thoughts too that the next round of the qualifiers would be the following week, so if you get through, you know, another week might help him. On the other hand, if he's needed to do a job, you know, you're going to have to put him in there. Brian Oak McGilligan, who spent most of the season playing hurling with Derry, he's listed in the panel. So that's the only changes really from the one over Wexford.
So, but in terms of the starting 15, you don't expect to see any, do you?
Not unless Dave McGoldrick gets a nod. I don't.
Yeah.
And especially, I suppose, with such a comprehensive performance. And personally, I always feel that continuity is something that Derry needs. And
yeah.
You know, I think that's the way forward.
Yeah. Derry have been scoring plenty in recent games, so obviously Ryan Bell and people like that have made a big difference since they've come back.
Yeah, well, I suppose most of the season has centred around Shane McGuigan. He's been the man, on, you know, that has been on everybody's lips. Ryan Bell stepped up the last day, and Benny Hearn, who came back from an injury, he started, you know, was maybe a wee bit of a surprise selection, but he started, so... And that's exactly what Derry need, more support for Shane McGuigan. And, you know, that will stand them in good stead today. At the other end of the pitch, I notice Laois are pretty much unchanged, but the word coming from the Laois camp is that, you know, there's a big expectation on Donie Kingston to start. So whether there's a change there or not, you'd expect Brendan Rodgers to go up on him. And Derry wouldn't have the biggest defence height-wise. They might decide to go with Donie Kingston and Evan O'Carroll, which, you know, would make Derry think a bit. And the thing maybe that would concern me a wee bit about Laois, Tom, is, you know, they shipped 3 goals against Meath. They were cut open quite easy. And you know yourself, when there's a poor performance and a poor result, there's always a kickback. So you have to expect Laois will come to Owenbeg and throw everything we have at Derry. And, you know, these Derry games have always been eventful. I remember 12 years ago, they played an All-Ireland Minor semi-final and went to a replay. There's a few lads from the teams still available. You know, and that was a real epic game. And also, as you said to me earlier, you know, Laois are always capable of producing that big performance. But from Derry's point of view, they have the attacking... you know, the attacking threat at the minute. Laois have lost Colin Begley and Mark Timmins from the centre of their defence. So Derry, I think, will have to run at Laois as much as they possibly can, while, you know, you're hoping Brenton Rodgers, Kieran McCaig, you know, can ship it up, you know, shut up shop at the other end. Because that was the only thing that was wrong with the Tyrone performance, was they weren't able to curb Cathal McShane. If Donie Kingston put in the performance like Cathal McShane did, then, you know, there's a bit of a danger. But I still think they'll come through.